Greetings, friends and listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we proclaim the power of the gospel. Because souls are crying, men are dying, we must engage to win the lost at any cost. I'm Sharon Knotts, and I'm excited to bring a message I preached at Faith Tabernacle Church recently entitled The Dynamic Duo. For years, the weakest link in my spiritual walk was a dismal, anemic prayer life. But events in my life forced me to make changes, and today I have an exciting, enjoyable prayer life. And you too can pray red-hot prayers. Today's message is about our two powerful intercessors, the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, and Jesus Christ, our High Priest, who are actively making intercession on our behalf. I'll be back to tell you how you can get a copy of the CD, The Dynamic Duo. And now we're cooperating with Him, and then He is able to pray according to the will of God. Because saints of God, not to belabor a point, but the fact is we are prone to praying our own will. Amen? And the one right which God has given us that He will never violate is He will not take away your right to choose. He will never take away your right to decide your own will. Amen? I've said it before, even if it would be better for us if He did, but He won't. Amen? He will not violate our right to choose. And let me tell you something, our will is very strong. And you're going to see how strong our will is. It is so strong, our personal will, that we're going to reach a point that not only do we need the Holy Spirit to come alongside of us and help to work with us in intercession, we're going to have another member of the Godhead come, because that's how strong our will is. Amen? Do you believe it? Our will is so strong, and when it becomes misguided, see, it's good when it's right there in sync with God, in sync and in alignment with the Word of God, in sync with God's will. I'm telling you, the devil will flee. But when our will is misguided because it's under the wrong influence, then that power, that influence that's there is our will. We're getting our back up now. That's why the Bible says the carnal man receives not the things of the Spirit. Neither indeed can he, but he's hostile to them. Amen? He doesn't receive them. So our will is so strong, and when it comes under the influence of our flesh, that's when it has a great power to lead us into temptation and to sin and destruction. And that is why sometimes we feel the Holy Spirit exerting so much pressure on us. He's putting great pressure on us, trying to bring us to conform us to the will of God, because He knows and understands the ramifications. If we get our own way, if we insist, then God will say, all right, I'll give you the desire of your heart. But I'll tell you, you're not going to be happy. You're going to live to regret it. But if that's what you want, so be it. Have you ever scratched your head to think, why did that person insist on that? Don't they know where it's going to head, where it's going to lead? It's obvious to you, but it's not to them. They're blinded by the flesh. They're blinded by the lies of the enemy. They've come under a deception. They've come under a delusion. Amen? They're playing with that sin. They're toying with that idea. They're thinking about it, and they're not rebuking it. They're not resisting it. They're not fleeing from it. And you know, somewhere in their mind, they're saying, I only go so far. I know how far to go. I will never cross that line. I would never actually do that. But let me tell you something. If you're not turning around and running the other way, you will. Because you're being pulled. And the only way that you can have victory is, the Bible says, flee. Flee fornication. Flee fleshly lust that war against the soul. Flee idolatry, that which you put before the Lord. Amen? And so the Holy Spirit exerts so much pressure on us. And we feel the pressure. And it's not a comfortable thing. But it is so beneficial. It is so good. And that's why sometimes I say, Holy Spirit, I don't care how miserable I get, no matter how much I complain, keep the pressure on me until I have the breakthrough. Because as long as we stay in intercessory prayer, as long as we allow the Holy Spirit to pray and intercede through us, we will be rescued from that temptation and we won't fall into it.
Amen. No matter how great the struggle is, if we will allow the Holy Spirit to do his work of intercession, first he comes and he delivers us because he sees that we're in a place, in a position where the enemy is going to take advantage of us. And he rescues us. Amen. But then God always allows your will and my will to come into play. He always does. That's why we're all sitting here needing to have a cross. Because he let Adam make his choice. And because one man, he exercised his right of choice. The scripture says in Romans, the 5th chapter, because one man sinned, he brought sin and the consequences of death down to every one of us. Because one man got to have his will. Amen? And that's why sometimes when we think about some leaders, we start shaking in our shoes and we hear some of these radical dictators in some of these crazy countries. We don't want them getting atom bombs and weapons of mass destruction, because that one man who's not right, that one man who's got a radical viewpoint, that one man who's under the demonic influence can make the decision to push one stupid button. You see what the will of one person can do? Amen? And so Adam's one decision caused the ramifications to all his seed. Amen. Now the good thing about that, I always like to always temper that when I say that, because that's really a heavy thing. And I feel like saying, thanks a lot, Adam. Amen? And when we feel some of the ramifications of the curse that's brought on us, when you're out there sweating by your brow and working hard, say, thanks a lot, Adam. And women, when you're in pain and travail and you're pushing to get that baby out, you're saying, thanks a lot, Eve. But the good thing is, because one man's disobedience brought death, one man's obedience, the second Adam, brought life. Hallelujah. Amen. If one man's sin had so much power to bring destruction and death, how much more will the righteous, pure, holy, sinless Son of God have power to bring us life, and that more abundantly? And so, if we allow the Holy Spirit to intercede through us, then we know, regardless of what's happening around us, we know that the end result will be that God himself is working all these things together for our good. For the good of them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. And that's why it is so necessary for us to have the Holy Spirit interceding for us in our prayer line. Amen? Because we definitely need divine help. How many will say amen to that? And I love, there was a song we used to sing on the choir. Look up, see God, because help is on the way. Amen? How many are ready to meet the second member of this dynamic duo? All right, we're in the 8th chapter of Romans. Just let's move on down to verse 34. So who is he that condemneth when the devil accuses us? Amen? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also, somebody say also maketh intercession for us. Also means in addition to. So in addition to the Holy Spirit, I've got my high priest. I got the Holy Spirit on earth, aside and next to me, because he's the Parakletos, which means para, come alongside. Kletos, you call him, you call on him, he comes alongside. Jesus said he'll be beside you, he'll be in you. He's beside us as the Holy Spirit, he's in us as his anointing, his power. So now, in addition to having the Holy Spirit on earth with me, making intercession for me and with me, I've got Jesus at the right hand of the Father also. Also, making intercession for me. I got the dynamic duo. Amen. And the fact that it says he's seated on the right hand of God means that's the place of supreme authority. And you know, I preached it before. Because Jesus was obedient, because he did humble himself to the death of the cross. God has highly exalted him and said, sit here at my right hand in this place of supreme honor and authority, giving him authority above all authority, above all the principalities, powers, dominionships, rulerships, mights, thrones, and every name that's named in this age and in the age to come. So Jesus is seated there at the right hand of the Father, and he also makes intercession for us. And here makes intercession is the same Greek word that was in verse 27. 27 and 34 are the same thing, meaning he makes joint. It's a team. He makes intercession with us. So now we have the Holy Spirit. We have our high priest in joint cooperation with us. And how many know the scripture says a threefold cord is not easily broken? Amen? So now we have a threefold cord as far as intercessory prayer is concerned. Why is a threefold cord not easily broken? If you only have two strands that you braid, if you take your hair and braid it, if you only do two strands, it is going to come, it'll unravel. It's very weak. And think about a rope that only has two cords and you're going to try to hold on to something. It's going to unravel. Now you think, well, maybe you might think, well, let's have four. But the reason why four is not better is because when you have four, they do not all touch each other. If you braid four, they will not all touch each other. But when you have three, they all touch each other. And when you've got the dynamic duo, when you've got the Holy Spirit and your high priest and your spirit begin to pray, hallelujah, you're touching each other. The Holy Spirit's touching you and Jesus is touching you. And you're touching the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to show you in a minute that you are touching your high priest even though he's seated in heaven.
Amen. Saints, this message is both insightful and powerful because it gives us the knowledge and the tools we need to pray effectual, fervent, red-hot prayers that prevail over our weaknesses and our temptations. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Greek word is parakletos, one who comes alongside to assist us in carrying a burden too great for us. Paul said that we don't even know how to pray as we ought. And if you've ever been there, you know how discouraging and frustrating it is. But the Holy Spirit helps our weaknesses and intercedes for us, even with groanings that cannot be put into human language. He knows the will of God and bypasses our brains and our doubts and our unbelief. But that's not all. We also have a high priest, Jesus Christ, who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities and weaknesses. And he also makes intercession for us. Because he was tempted in all points like us, he can help us when we're being tempted. The Holy Spirit is with us on earth, and he intercedes in us. And Jesus, our high priest, is in heaven at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, and our high priest helps us in our temptations. There are so many revelatory nuggets in this message. You have to get the CD. For your love gift to the radio ministry of $10, ask for offer SK144 for the Dynamic Duo. Write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online at rghardy.org. Remember, that's offer number SK144 for the Dynamic Duo. Our mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or visit us online at rghardy.org.